Hey everyone, it's Kelly, the host of the Happy Workaholic podcast, and today you are getting a very special episode. This is one show, part of the I Chose This Life series. If you're unfamiliar as to what this is, I am going to be showcasing and interviewing and sharing with the world some amazing female entrepreneurs in so many different careers and fields and just doing what they love. They're going to be sharing their stories, their struggles, their triumphs, just anything and everything with us. They're filled with laughter and just real and rawness, and you're just going to love them. I left all of these interviews so inspired by all of these guests that you're just going to fall in love with them, and they're so talented. So I can't wait to share them with you. Stay tuned every Wednesday where you're going to be getting a brand new episode for this very specific I Chose This Life series. And then you're going to be getting my solo shows as always on Friday. So these will be happening for quite some time because I have about 30 female entrepreneurs lined up for these interviews. So stay tuned. And as always, if you're listening on iHeartRadio, feel free to live chat. And if you're not, you can just take a screenshot right now and tag myself and my guest and let us know that you're listening. We would love your support. And we're doing something extra special in 2019 where we are going to do a live video in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group after each episode airs. How amazing is that? So we can all interact with the listeners, and it's just going to be so much fun. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today is a very special episode because it is another one for the I Chose This Life series. And today I have a very special friend, Melody Spencer, who is joining us. Hey Melody!
Hey, I'm so excited to finally be here.
I know, finally, like we literally just were speaking off of recording that it's been like a year in the making, and it really has. So thank you for finally doing this.
Yeah, you know what? Life is busy, especially as entrepreneurs, so we finally made it happen. Go us.
I know, go us. So I want you to give us your professional introduction. Tell the world who's listening who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I like to say that I am a marketing mentor, and I empower entrepreneurs to speak their truth and do marketing in a different way. And by that, I mean, I really am into the heart-centered, relationship-building approach of marketing, and that you can use technology to your advantage in that way, but a lot of people aren't doing that. So I kind of flip marketing on its head and show people that there's a different way out there to reach their customers and clients.
That is amazing. And how long have you been online? I know you've been doing a different type of career, let's just say, but how long have you been working online, like in the digital space?
So I have been in digital marketing for 10 years, but I've been working for myself for 6 years. So I have worn a lot of hats. I've done a lot of things. For the past 5 years, I did done-for-you services. So I did social media marketing, you know, graphics, emails, ads, you name it, I did it. I had no boundaries. categories and no niche.
I feel like that's how I started too. Then we're like, slow down. Wait a minute. This is way too much.
Yeah, so I always tell people, that's great to get your feet wet, but it is not a sustainable lifestyle. You know, as I pivot again for the, you know, millionth time, I'm like, it's exhausting doing done-for-you services.
It really is. What has been your biggest obstacle, do you think, on this journey that you've been going through online and in your career and your personal life so far? Like, what's been your biggest obstacle, do you think?
Just one?
I know. It's the biggest one.
I mean, I think the one that I keep coming back to is, like, a mindset issue.
Mm-hmm.
Standing in my power and knowing my worth and really proclaiming my worth to people and not being bogged down in all the imposter syndrome and comparisonitis of the marketing and online entrepreneur space. Because when I first started 6 years ago working for myself, it was nobody was doing this. And now everybody and their dog is a consultant or coach or
so true.
Service provider.
So true.
And I feel like I'm just competing with the whole world. You know, even though I have way more experience than 90% of those people, it's like, well, shit, this person in Pakistan is charging $1 an hour and I'm charging $2,000 a month or, you know, $10,000 a month or whatever. And it just feels like I'm beating my head against a wall sometimes.
I feel like that when I explain to somebody, if I ever come in that situation, I really have to express to them the quality of work and what they're truly going to get and the relationship that you have moving forward. Like every client, knock on wood, I've been so lucky. I'm literally best friends with still. Like we'll work together for like only a month or 3 months or a year and a half or now like almost 2 years now with one of mine. And we just become like great friends. And yeah, you can pay the $50, but are you going to have like a nurtured relationship? Are you going to like meet in person in real life? Like they're not thinking like more advanced way of thought and that again comes back to mindset where you're competing with somebody that just wants the cheap price, but they don't realize like when they come back with a question, it's never going to get answered where you're like, listen, I'm always here for you.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I have not been as lucky to have a lot of good clients, but I think, again, it comes back to a time in my life when I had no boundaries and no niche, and I was just like, you want to give me money? Cool, let's do that. And now I'm a lot pickier about who I work with, and now that I'm kind of transitioning to doing more courses and consulting, I'm still going to offer done for you, but I'm going to really jack the prices up because I want those high quality clients who are going to pay the big bucks and trust me and my expertise. That's the key right there, is people that wanted to hem and haw over prices and be micromanaging were never the hybrid paying clients.
Never. And you're on LinkedIn and you're active on there and that's where they all are.
Yep.
Thank God.
I love LinkedIn.
I know. Thank God for LinkedIn. Now, where are you living right now and do you have any plans on moving in the future? So maybe you can meet up with some of your followers in real life or do you have any like plans for events or tell us what's going on?
I currently live in Wilmington, North Carolina. I've lived here 6 years with my husband and my two puppies, and we eventually want to move to Thailand. That is dream and goal.
Dream.
I know. It's just, I tell everybody this, you know, I'm almost 35, and I don't think I'm going to be able to retire in the traditional sense. Nobody in our generation will be able to. Thailand will be the closest, because it's dirt cheap to live there, and you can live like a king on like $20,000.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate cold weather. I want to be warm. I love adventure. I love Asia. I love travel. So we want to live abroad eventually in the next, you know, 5 or so years. I want to get my husband out of his job. He works a normal 9-to-5. And I just want to keep growing. And I just can't imagine ever going back to an office job ever again.
I agree. And to be honest with you, and I've only told a couple of people this, but when I got sick with my autoimmune disease, I just like all of our service, like our whole businesses are what we do is based on service, right? So when I'm sick and I'm in the hospital or I'm seeing doctors or I'm fighting with a nurse or something, I always feel like I should be in the medical field, because I may not have the experience in the medical per se, and I can totally learn it, but I have the service and I know how you should speak to people, especially patients. And for a long time, I've been still like just last week, and I was like, should I like drop everything or do this on the side? Am I crazy? Like, should I go into the medical field? I'm like, who the hell? Like, I would never go back to a 9 to 5. Never. What I should just do is like do a course for like how to provide the best service in the medical field. Please read. Please have your entire staff like take my course. It's free.
That's a needed thing. So many doctors and hospitals are not great at the customer service,
Oh my God, it's
patient,
awful.
bedside manner thing, and especially in the people that work in their financial departments.
Oh.
When you have trouble paying bills, people are such assholes about that.
And they don't even like, you know, they know the words. Like they're going through chemo. They're going like, clearly it's a rough time in someone's life. Like you don't need the 2500 right now. Like it's okay. I would hate to have their 9 to 5. Absolutely hate it. What do you think has been your biggest motivator that got to you to where you are today? Like what keeps you going like every single day? Thailand. Hashtag Thailand.
Inside me. I
Yeah.
can't.
I
I
have
don't
it
know if
too. We just can't explain it, but it's a fire.
I. Yeah, I mean, most of my friends, except maybe two, work normal jobs. And they don't understand, one, what I do or why I would do this, because they see me lay on the floor and cry. They see me almost give up. They see me struggle. And they say, you could just go get a job.
Oh my God.
And I know, I've been there, I've done that. And I was severely depressed at those jobs. Not that I haven't been severely depressed as an entrepreneur.
Oh
That's a
yeah.
whole nother story.
I know.
But I can't quit. Even in this year that's been so shitty for me in so many ways, it's also been so great. And I cannot give up. There's just something inside me that just says, nope, keep going.
I feel exactly the same way. Like I just said, like I was thinking like just drop it all and go into this career, which I like know nothing about. And I've had so many careers, but like the medical, I've never done. And I just, you know, I too have like anxiety and depression. People think like, okay, we live behind screens. We do like Facebook Live, Instagram stories, but it is so hard to get up every day, like to be scheduled. Like I'm really organized and scheduled, but sometimes like life happens. And if you have a family and if you have kids, like I don't, but you have to have like certain slots of times and you have to always be motivated and you can't give up. And when you finally sit down, like have that talk with yourself and you're like, okay, I literally have done this. And half the time I forget like the shit that I've done throughout the year. And it's usually this month, which is the worst, because I start looking back at everything and I'm like, oh my God, I was like sick every month, but I did all these things. But for some reason, our brain always wants to focus on like all the negatives first. We're like, oh yeah, I did really well that month, but you completely forget like in the beginning. And like, we just need to give ourselves like a high five or like pat on the back, like, we've come this far, like as a digital in the digital space and being like an online entrepreneur, like we're so lucky that we get to modify and change and evolve and do a lot of things to either find ourselves or branch out or just make ourselves better to be able to help more people out there that actually like can afford it and appreciate it and deserve it too, you know? So
Absolutely.
I totally get it. When you work, do you have a set schedule? Like, do you do certain time slots or like everybody now is talking about like taking specific breaks in between or doing like batch content or certain days of the week? Like, what does your schedule normally look like?
Let me give you the two things. So I can tell you what I've been doing and what I'm trying to move towards.
Okay.
I just say, okay, I work 8 to 6 or 9 to 5 or whatever, And I had no set schedule beyond like the call, like certain calls on certain days.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few months ago, I said, no, I'm going to block out time in the morning for journaling, because I do that every morning anyway, and then block out an hour for email, and block out an hour to work out. Okay, that didn't work out. I didn't follow those. They're still on my schedule, and I still look at them and go, shit, I didn't do my email at that time. So I want to get back into that, and I'm going to start batching activities together on certain days. So like Monday, I'm going to work on my podcast, and I'm going to do podcast interviews and editing on Mondays. And then Wednesdays, I'll have client calls and so on and so forth. And Fridays, I'm going to not work at all, and I'm just going to work on learning new skills and going through all the freaking courses I've bought in my life. I just went through my email for the past 4 years, and I kid you not, I have bought 20 courses. Holy shit. That's probably like $20,000.
Oh my god. So many.
I'm such a shiny object person. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. I totally need that. Or I get sucked into an upsell.
Oh, yeah.
On, like, somebody's book. And I'm like, sure, I'll do that course for $37. And then it just sits in my email. And it's all amazing information. I just don't take the time to do it. So I want to work on learning new things every week so I can actually, one, get return on my investment. And two, I feel like I'm a knowledge whore, and I just want to learn all the things and know all the things.
I feel like that too, and I actually am staring at it right now on my desktop. I have a folder, it's called Learn, and I take everything from my email that you just said, and it's in a folder.
That's brilliant.
But I can't remember the last time I opened it. I'm lying. I did open it like 2 weeks ago when my computer decided to stop working and I needed a brand new hard drive. And I was opening folders to see, I started going through the process, like, do I need this? And I was like, oh my God, I do not have time for this. Just get it off the computer and onto the external hard drive. So that was the last time I opened it. I'm like, I should probably like look at these PDFs someday.
Yeah, I encourage you to block out a day of the week and just start working through all those freebies, all those courses, all those things, because it's not like they're shit. They're almost all good things. We just don't take the time to do them.
You know what I really need to register for, I saved it on Instagram, is 5 second rule. What is her name?
Mel Robbins?
Mel Robbins. She has a mindset course. She posted on Instagram the other day. She's had, this was yesterday, 57,000 something people sign up for her mindset course.
Awesome.
It's free. Yeah. And I need to do it because I love her. Like, she's a genius. And she's also from New England like me. So I feel like we should be best friends in real life. But she's just so smart. And I just love like hearing people's stories and their, I mean, this is what this whole series is about. The I Chose This Life series. I mean, Mel talks about how they were going bankrupt and their restaurant didn't work out and she was a lawyer and her husband were like having rough times. Like, she's legit. She shares her story, and like that's what makes her so like authentic, and all these people, especially like Dave and Rachel Hollis, they're the same.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love them. I was just talking with my friend Andrea yesterday, who's another entrepreneur here, and she and I were talking about how I did my 2019 vision board, and Rachel Hollis is on my vision board because I want her to be on my podcast. And I was like, I just love them so much. Like, she's just, I feel like she and I are best friends. We have so much in common. Like, I don't know this woman, but I feel like...
No, but you will. Did you see her movie, the documentary?
Yeah. And I really wanted to get tickets to Rise this year, but it sold out in 20 fucking minutes.
Oh my God. And her journals and everything. And then I just like...
her journal.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got one of the journals.
Because she, on her Instagram stories, like, I don't think she called out the, she definitely called out the company, but they had a shipping company they partnered with, and they did not ship all those books, all those journals. So she's like, I have my neighbors, I have my friends, my family, like, everybody is customer service this week, and all we're doing is writing were responding to your emails.
Wow.
Because this company totally, like, screwed them, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. But I love her. And the other day she was talking about on their morning show, and I hadn't watched it.
I freaking
know. Oh, my God.
It's like the highlight of my morning. I'm like, I gotta watch Dave and Rach.
I know, Dave and Rach. And I didn't even know they have a little jingle now. I hadn't watched it in so long. And then the other morning, I've been getting, like, these really bad migraines, so my, like, sleep is weird. And I was wide awake at the time, and it was like, Rachel just went live. And I was like, I'm gonna be live with them. So I watched it, and they had just gone to dinner at a sushi restaurant, and their server was awful, and she called out the restaurant and the girl and everything. Oh my God, that place is probably has like the worst social media. Like, if they have a Facebook page, I feel bad, but don't hire like awful servers.
Yeah, exactly.
But she called him out and everything, and then Dave was like, oh, you said it. You had to say it. She's like, I feel like people should know. Don't go to this place and get this server. It was so crazy. But when do you feel like you had your I chose this life moment? Like, when was it like, okay, I'm over this 9 to 5. Like, I just want to choose my own life. Like, when was that turning point for you?
I think it was several years in the making. I had been in a series of just really shitty jobs out of college. So I graduated from college right before the recession hit. And I had gotten married, and the first job I could get was retail, which sucked. And then I went from that into a series of executive assistant jobs that were just terrible. And so it just went on and on and on. And my last 9 to 5 was at an insurance company, and I was the main assistant for the whole insurance company, and my boss was super toxic.
Oh my God.
And the breaking point for me was my grandmother died unexpectedly. I had to fly to her funeral. This was 2013. And after the funeral, there was a big ice storm on the East Coast, and I got stuck in the airport, could not fly home. You know, I was sick, I was screaming.
When is it going to end?
Yeah, and my boss kept texting me, like, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? You need to get back here. And I think I just thought, it's not worth it. Like, this bullshit is not worth it. If she can't even understand that, I physically can't get back there. And two, my grandmother just died, lady. Like, come on. So that, I think, was the breaking point. And then a bunch of other things happened there. Months later, like, she threw me under the bus for some stuff that she did. She blamed it on me, and just bullshit after bullshit.
Oh, my God. That was the time. That was your turning point.
Yeah, and I just said, you know what? I think I want to try this and see what happens. And I had my fallback plan. I said, if it doesn't work out being a freelancer online, I'll just go back to a job. And that was easy for me to do because my husband also had a job. I think it would have been a lot harder.
Yeah.
If I had one income, but because he had a job, and that's been a saving grace, I'll be honest. Like, this year has been very slow money-wise because it's a whole nother story, but just, it's been a weird year. And thank God he has a job because we would have been bankrupt probably.
Yeah, I'll help float you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a long answer.
Yeah. Now, what kind of advice would you give someone wanting to get into what you are doing right now? Like, what would you tell them? Now going through all of that.
Yeah, I would say if you're in a 9 to 5, don't quit randomly like I did. Have a plan. It's so weird that I did that because I am very organized and I'm very much a planner. So the fact that I just quit unexpectedly was very not me at all. So I would say if you're really considering it, do a lot of research, figure out, you know, what you love doing, what you're great at doing, what you can get paid for. And when you figure out all those things, you'll find your purpose and you'll find what you should be doing. And then go after that. Hire a coach, hire a mentor, take courses, get all the knowledge you can, but don't get stuck in the I'm not good enough, I don't have any skills. Because you can get stuck in that analysis paralysis for so, so long, and then you never start.
I always say just start. Mm-hmm. You have to just start. Like, on so many of my other podcasts, and people reach out to me, and I'm like, you just have to start. I'm like, do you think I like sounding like a 12-year-old on some of my first shows? No! But you know that I'm, like, legit. Like, that's how it all started.
Exactly. I mean, that's how I started my podcast, is the fact that I had the idea in the shower. I said, all right, I'm going to do it. I love podcasts. Let's go for it. I did all the research, I set it up, and within a month, I was recording podcasts.
I was too. If you're determined. I started. Yeah. When did you launch your show again?
I launched it in May. This 2018.
Oh, this past May. Okay, yeah. Because I know it was a little bit after mine. And are you obsessed with it? Like, it's so amazing.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. And I feel so blessed, and it feels so in alignment with everything that I'm pivoting in my business towards, because I, for being a marketer, I have done little to no marketing for this show, and we just reached 4,000 downloads.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, and women are craving this kind of show and this kind of conversation, because I'm all about being authentic, all about being yourself and telling what actually is going on in your life and business, rather than putting on that facade of, here's my perfect Instagram life, here's my business face. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so sick of that shit, and I want women to just talk about the good and the bad in all of it, and that's what my show's about.
I totally agree. And what is the name of your show? Because we're definitely going to put it in the show notes.
Yeah, it's called Biz Babes with Soul.
Biz Babes with Soul. Everybody listening. But don't forget, everything's going to be in the show notes. So I'll remind you after when we're almost ready to wrap. But I feel like having a podcast myself, you probably you've obviously had this moment. But the first person that reached out to you when, see, we're used to being on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and like all those platforms, and now we have a podcast, and it's a whole nother medium to be on, a whole nother platform, and you're just like talking into a mic, or you're talking with a guest like we are now, and somebody in another country is listening and then reaches out to you. It's like insane. And then you look at the numbers and you're like, okay, where are these people? Like, I can't believe my show is getting heard. Like, you don't see those kind of stats when you're on Facebook and Instagram. Like, yeah, you see the stats, but it's just not the payback that you get from, like, posting a pretty picture. Like, this is more real, I feel like.
Right, and I feel like people get to know me and my guests in a different way, because it's very personal, because someone is speaking into your headphones. And, you know, I share a lot of super vulnerable stuff on my podcast that I wouldn't normally say in a pretty Instagram picture or
Something like that. I feel like that's why your podcast is so successful, because you are, I mean, Instagram stories I'm showing up a lot more on, but it's so draining for me to do them, I'm not going to lie, where I'm just more comfortable with podcasting, and then I'll shoot like Instagram stories while I'm filming, but I just can get so much more, or like a better quality of the story I'm telling, and it's like my story, it's like something that happened to me. And I feel like having a podcast in that platform, it's just, it allows us to just take everything to another level. And we weren't even like expecting that in the beginning. We're like, oh my God, like we can really help more people.
Yeah. I had an amazing conversation with one of my guests. She's actually going to be, her episode will be coming out in January 2019. Woo-hoo! Trista Long, she found me through somebody I met at a conference, and she went and listened to all my episodes, which is crazy, because I have, like, 50 episodes now.
Oh, my gosh.
She listened to all of them straight through, and she said, your show is so inspiring. I want my teenage daughters to listen to it, because I want them to see that women can be empowered and women can make it in this world. And I was like, oh my God, can I quote you? Like, this is the best.
I would have totally cried.
I did. I cried. Oh my God. Like, this is so great.
That is so awesome. I know when people tell me like, yeah, we binge listen to your show, and I'm like, oh my God, my voice is so annoying. Like, really? I try. I always feel bad. And I was like, well, I guess it doesn't sound that bad if they're still listening. I'm like, but back to back? I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I had an interesting change of heart this year too, because I used to hate my voice. I hated it. And since doing that podcast and doing my editing, like, I hear my voice a lot.
Yeah, I know. Editing and over and over and over again.
I've had a lot of people who've listened to my show say, oh my God, I love your voice. And it's kind of been empowering to myself as a speaker and as a person and as a business owner. And I've kind of just owned that now. And I said, okay, like, yeah, I don't have a typical voice, but people love it. And I'm just going to go with that.
And you should, and that, like, you have an amazing voice, and that's why you're getting all these speaking gigs, and that's why you're so good at what you're doing, and that's why you're so, like, you just empower so many other women online and in person, because you're sharing something that's real. You're more relatable that way, you know?
I hope that's how it's being perceived. I never know, you know, it's so hard. You know you want to be going in one direction, but not every day do I get somebody saying, oh, I want my daughters to listen to your podcast. I know.
That's like, that is so amazing. Oh my God. Now, my personal mantra I created a while ago is happy, healthy, positive, and productive. So that's what I tell myself every day in my planner. I write it down. Like, that's the kind of day I'm striving to have. So what makes you happy? And then what choices you make to stay healthy every day, and then we can go with the rest. What keeps you positive and productive?
Oh, no. That's a lot of things to think about.
I know. What makes you happy? First thought.
Wow. Sitting on the couch, listening to music, cuddling with my dogs.
Oh, my God. That's so amazing. Okay. Now, what choices do you make every day to try to be, like, the healthiest version of you?
Year. I've definitely gotten into the workaholic. I know this is the happy workaholic, but I have not been the happy, healthy workaholic.
Oh, trust me. There are shows on this podcast that are exact opposite.
So I have been trying to make healthier choices with what I eat. I've been trying, like, I get up every morning and I journal and I meditate and I do my affirmations. I need to get better about the physical exercise. I have said for so long I hate working out, but I also know, hello, I'm in my mid-30s. Like, my metabolism is not getting better.
I know.
It's getting worse. I'll be honest, I've gained like 40 pounds in the past 2 years, and that's not fun, continuously having to buy new jeans. So, ladies, I'm sure you can relate. So that's a work in progress, but I really work on my mental health, my mindset health every single day. The physical health is work in progress.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's exactly where I am. And when you are here in San Diego, I just posted these on my Facebook yesterday, so you'll have to look. But I keep going to this, it's called the Self-Realization Center. It's actually a temple. And there's monks there, and you may feel like you're in Thailand for like 5 quick minutes. So I sit there. You're not allowed to use your phone. You can meditate. There's koi fish ponds everywhere. And then when you get to the top, you overlook the ocean, and it looks like little baby sharks. There's hundreds of surfers.
What? Okay. So when we meet up, we're going.
We're going. We're going on a field trip. I'm obsessed with it. And luckily, it's literally right next door to one of my doctors. Well, the building where a lot of my doctors are in, and I've had so many appointments over the last few weeks. I'm like, that's fine, because I'm just going to go meditate the hell out of my life, like, for a couple hours right after. But it's so amazing, so I'm definitely going to take you there. What do you think keeps you, like, the most positive? Is it doing your morning routine, like your affirmations, meditating? That's how I feel. Like, I'm the most positive when I start off my day doing that right away. But do you feel the same?
I do. I feel the same. Because there's days where I skip it because I, you know, woke up too late and I have a call or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Various reasons. And, like, on the weekends, I don't usually do it because, you know, it's the weekend and my routine is different. But I feel so different when I skip it. I feel grumpy. I feel way more scattered. puts me in a good frame of mind. And I'm so surprised at how many people don't have a morning routine because they think they don't have time. But you can do
you have
a
to make the time.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. I agree.
Mean, I choose to make it an hour, but not everybody has that time, and that's okay.
I agree. 5 minutes, like, even if it's, like, 4 minutes, just, like, just to start off. Like, I just started doing celery juice in the morning, so I tell myself, okay, I have to drink this. Like, this is my new medicine. It kills me inside. I can't have my iced coffee before it, but I have to start, like, literally, it still kills me every morning. I'm like, why am I drinking something green instead of brown and delicious? But I have to tell myself, like, okay, I just have to start, which we already talked about earlier. And with that, like, you start off 8 ounces, 12 ounces, 16 ounces, and you, like, work your way up. So it's the same thing, you know, my celery juice versus, like, meditation or doing mindset journaling practice or affirmations or just having that, like, little routine. It does so much for you. And until you start doing it, I feel like you don't know what's, like, what the, like, so many benefits you're going to get back from it. Even if it's just a couple minutes, even like a quick meditation.
Yeah, exactly. Even if I just take a break and just close my eyes and breathe deeply, you know, for just a few minutes, that helps so much. You know, we don't breathe enough. We don't take time enough. We just rush, rush, rush. And we kind of need to get out of that habit because it's just making us more stressed, more sick, more anxious.
I completely agree. I'm just starting to get into breath work. Are you into that when you say, like, you're breathing or?
I mean, not really. I haven't studied anything in particular. It's just, hey, I'm going to breathe a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just going to start off with a few deep breaths and take it from there.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. But, like, I really want to see if it helps keep me, like, more focused or less, like, anxiety or, I don't know. I want to try it out, but we'll see.
One thing I've been doing that really helps me focus and kind of calms down my anxiety is I've been listening to Brain Sync Alpha Beats.
Oh, okay. I have that, like, Brain FM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's, like, ones you can get on YouTube, but I just bought some on Amazon. And I just listen, there's like 4 songs, and they have like sounds of like chimes and like ocean and waterfalls in the background. And it sounds like nothing if you listen to it without headphones. But when you have headphones on, it really does like laser focus you.
Oh my God, I absolutely agree. Because when I started doing Brain FM, I just had it on my desktop. And then when I put my huge stereo microphone headphones on, it was like I got like transplanted to like some other world.
Yeah, and I was listening to it one day when I was writing, and I literally forgot I left the dogs outside in the backyard for like 2 hours because I was just like sucked in. I was like, oh shit.
Oh my God.
Like,
How do you think that you're the most productive?
When I am super organized and I batch habits and tasks together. If I don't do that, I feel like I'm constantly switching gears, which I know having multitasking is actually false. We can't actually multitask. So, you know, you understand you have multiple clients. You're always saying, oh, I need to check this email. I need to, you know, be on this call, do this thing, write this post. It's just too much to constantly switch gears.
I agree. I think I'm really focusing on that, and I have been over the last couple of weeks, especially, like, batching a lot of things. And also, like, if you said earlier, if you're focused on, you're giving yourself 1 hour for the emails. Like, you don't need to answer everybody. Like, I always thought just because I was in luxury travel and, like, really high-profile jobs where you better answer that text like the second it comes in. So my brain is literally, it was still working like that. Like, I have to answer this person immediately, but actually, no, I don't. You can wait like 1 hour. It's not an emergency. And so
exactly. Now
I'm trying to do that for myself where, okay, I just am answering emails like in this time instead of like immediately and trying to like enjoy my life and not like live on my phone when I'm like outside of the house.
that is so hard. I mean, my husband says all the time that I never stop working, and I know that's detrimental to our relationship because it's so hard for me to separate work from life.
Yeah.
Because I can't just separate. Like, in a normal 9-to-5, you go home and you don't think about work. But here, my computer's in the other room and my phone's always here. I had to take off notifications of my email off my phone and notifications from Facebook and Instagram because I was constantly checking it. I was constantly like, do I need to answer this?
Like, or somebody reaches out to you and then you're like in the middle of a proposal and you're supposed to have like date night and it's like you're back to working again.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Last night I watched Dumplin'. You posted about it the other day and I almost tagged you, but then I looked down and my phone wasn't there because I've been getting these like annoying migraines. And so last night I had to cancel a recording. I was so bummed. And I'm like, there's just no way I can like fake my voice. I'm pretty good at faking it, but like this is the real deal what you get right now. Like it's really hard to sound like awake. Like this is one of the bonuses of podcasting is like you can be in your pajamas and you can like live your best life, but you're listening to, like I can put out a show. Do people want to hear that voice? No, I don't think so. So last night I was lying on the couch and I watched Dumplin'. It was so good. And my USB like wasn't charging right. It was weird. So I put it in the wall and then I was freezing. So I grabbed a comforter. I lied down on the couch. I watched my Netflix. I didn't have my phone for 4 hours. Or probably three and a half hours because I watched a back-to-back. I watched two movies. So I didn't have my phone. And it was, like, the most amazing thing ever. Like, I'm by myself. I'm, like, at my friend's house sitting, and I'm just watching Netflix, and I didn't have my phone.
Yeah.
It was just me and Netflix. I can't remember the last time that happened. Like, no phone, no scrolling in between. You don't like a scene of a movie or just checking your Instagram. And I'm like, no, I'm like clocked out. Like, I don't feel good. Like, why am I doing this to myself?
Exactly. Somehow we've forgotten the time when we could watch a movie without scrolling on our phones. Even when my husband and I are watching like The Daily Show or something, we're both quote-unquote watching it, but we're also scrolling on our phones, not talking to each other.
I know!
Not looking at the show, but yet we're spending time together, quote-unquote.
I know, right? And some of my friends a lot of my friends here in San Diego, they're moms. They're not doing, like, 9-to-5. Like, they're running around doing, like, the mom life. And they're like, you're always on your phone. I'm like, do you want to see me at happy hour again? Because I need to make this money. So, deal with it. I'm like, do you want to have friends at happy hour? I'm like, I could work from anywhere. And then when I was with one of my friends the other day, I'm like, see, I just got another client. She's like, how? I'm like, because I'm on my phone.
Yeah, but I do think we need to have some boundaries. Like, I've started turning off my phone at 8 or 9 o'clock and not turning it back on until the next morning, which is so nice.
That does sound nice. I use my phone for my meditations at night, and I've been doing really well with that. Like, my nighttime routine, I think, is also so important as the morning routine. So I have, like, my sleepy time tea. Sometimes I put CBD oil in it. I put my oil diffuser on, and then I actually do hypnosis now instead of meditating. So, because sometimes I'll listen to the same thing three times. I'm like, why am I still awake? I think I'm just like over that one. So I moved to hypnosis and that one actually works better. So last night I did it and I was out cold, like, I don't know, a minute or two in.
That's something I've wanted to get into. I've been thinking about like NLP and stuff like that. I think it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting that you bring that up because I want to look into hypnosis.
Yeah, it's just an app. I'll screenshot and send it to you. It's on my phone. And it's just one. There's not like various versions. And then the other day I actually got Reiki done. Have you ever had that?
No, I've wanted to have it done, but I haven't.
It was really good. It was really interesting because I know you're into like body and mindset and all that. And it was pretty incredible. I found some new oils that I love better than the ones I'm using. Immediately, you know, like you can smell a difference in things. I was like, oh my God. And my body and my mind, like I just felt better. And my friend that did it, she actually got trained in Bali. So I felt like I was getting like a piece of Bali through her to me. I was like, this is amazing. So tell us where everybody can find you on social media, because I want to make sure if you have any sales going on or anything exciting, we can always update the show notes. But on social media, where would you like to be found so all of the listeners can come say hello?
Yeah, so you can find everything about me on swiftlysocial.com. My podcast, Biz Babes with Soul, is on there. My blog, you can check out my Instagram, my Facebook, everything. Everything is there. I am on all the channels. I am slowly building up my YouTube channel. And I will be launching my first retreat, in-person retreat, in October. So it's October 24th through 27th, 2019. And I would love to have some incredible women like your listeners come. It's going to be only available to 12 to 15 women. It's going to be all-inclusive. We're going to be at a beach house. We're going to have yoga and meditation every day. We're going to have workshops, family dinners, crafts.
Oh, my God. That is incredible.
I'm just thinking about it makes me so excited. It's the kind of retreat I've wanted to go to forever but couldn't find. So I said, screw it. I'm just going to do it.
Create it. Yeah, you create what you can't find. That's perfect. Oh, my God. If anybody is listening, you have to go to the retreat. Is it going to be in one of these beautiful Carolina homes with the white picket fence around? The large Victorian?
It's going to be in a beautiful beach house on Wrightsville Beach, which is one of the most beautiful beaches in the country. And
oh, my God.
You have to come, Kelly. It's gonna
I know. I want to come. We'll definitely put it in the show notes. All right. Thank you so much, Melody, for your time. I'm so excited we are finally able to do this. It's been a year in the making. I know. And I'm going to put all of the links in the show notes so everybody can connect with you. And if you're listening to the very end, feel free to screenshot this and tag us and then feature it on your Facebook or Instagram stories. We'd love to hear your feedback. Anything else you want to share, Melody?
No. Thank you guys for listening and hearing me ramble about my life. I hope that you come find me online and we can connect. I'd love to chat with you about all things empowerment and marketing and just podcasting and life.
That is excellent. I'm so glad that we finally lined this up. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. Until next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, leverage your LinkedIn and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.